wherever I need to play, you know, I just know that I want to be out there making it.
Do you see it as a kind of a flow of the game kind of thing as to who has the ball in their hands, whether it be you or Nate, if you're on the court at the same time? Who's on the ball, who's off it, or is it think more of a set kind of thing?
Well, especially when it's two point guards, you know, whoever gets the outlet is just going to run. Coaches emphasize that already in the first couple of practices. Even if a wing gets the ball off the glass, they can take it and go, and we'll just kind of have it go with the flow. But, you know, for our set plays and stuff, if there's a point guard in, I'll be the two, you know, Joel or Nader, and I'll be the two just to make it easier for them. And, you know, you want your better shooter running off the screens and stuff. So there's some of it that's set, but most of it's just, you know, playing basketball, whoever gets the ball, just go and take it.
When you're at the point, who do you think most likely is going to get it?
It's a great question. Obviously, JP will be one of the wings, and our wings are pretty interchangeable, you know, with our offense. But Theo and Justin have both looked really good so far. But right now, I'd probably say Justin, just because of the way he's been rebounding the ball offensively, and you know, he's just more of a consistent shooter. But we're three practices in. It's hard to say.
How big of an advantage does it give you to have a guy that big who can shoot the ball that well and run the court? It's really something you haven't had, well, at least since PJ was, you know.
Yeah, he's a unique player. He's, I always forget how tall he is until I see him crashing the boards and making plays around the rim that, you know, normal wings or two guards won't be able to make. So he's just got a unique skill set, and he always finds his way around the ball. So he's been playing really well and looking really sharp so far. I'm glad he's with us, put it that way.
Is there a different feeling for this team, you know, this time of year, last year? Is there a different feeling right now as far as what you guys can do this year?
Yeah, I think we're all excited. You know, our freshmen have adjusted well. They also got a chance to practice with us this summer and go to the Bahamas and everything. So we're all locked in. We know that we have a chance to be special. And I think that that mindset has been visible so far in practice.
Marcus, what are your expectations with you guys? Set a goal like a Final Four type deal, to write that down?
Well, personally, I've set a goal, you know, at least making it to the Final Four. That's something I've wanted to do since I've got here. Haven't had the chance, obviously. But this team's capable, and, you know, we have the players. We have the chemistry. We just need to apply, you know, what Coach has been teaching us and what he enforces in practice. So that's a goal of mine personally. We haven't set any directly as a team, but I think we're all on the same page in terms of what we're capable of.
Do you feel like this is the most balanced team since you've been here?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that because my freshman year we shot a lot of threes with Reggie and PJ. And, last year, you know, we either threw the ball inside or I was creating from the outside, so there wasn't a whole lot of flow and balance in that regard. But this year I think we have a little bit of everything, and I think we're going to run more, which should help that balance because, you know, guys get running, and then we got the big guys running, and it opens up the perimeter as well. So I would say this is definitely the most balanced offensive team.
Royce talked a lot about possibly playing three point guards at once, going back to the 2002 Kansas team. How often does he bring that up with you guys?
Yeah, I've heard that story like a million times from being recruited and everything and being around him. But it's definitely a possibility this year. We're going to have to find minutes for Joel and Nate because they're too good to keep off the floor. And obviously I want to be on the floor too. So there's going to be times we'll have multiple little guys out there. But I think we can make it work in certain situations.
Who can step in and kind of fill Leslie's role as a secondary perimeter shooter for you guys?
I think Justin is definitely capable. And Joel can knock down shots. I mean, he surprised me with how good he can shoot the ball just working out with him in the offseason and stuff. Theo is a streaky shooter. We're getting him to work on it more. But he brings a lot of things to the table. But I think primarily, at least out of the new guys, it's going to be Justin and Joel.
Do you feel less pressure to score this year with maybe having some more weapons around you?
Yeah, I feel less pressure. I still think I need to be aggressive and try to create just because it helps our team and it helps our offense. And the coach has been telling me that's what I need to do. So I'm going to listen to them. But I feel less pressure to do so, and I feel like I don't have to force the issue as much. I mean, there will be times where I have to call my own number or, you know, try to create something. But this year, with Bryce being a year older and hopefully getting ready to make a jump in production and Kennedy looking a lot better, we shouldn't have to have me, you know, forcing a lot of the situation.
You were pretty hard on yourself after the Iowa State game. Did you ever go back and watch that?
I haven't watched that. I've watched a lot of other games. I haven't watched that game in its entirety. I don't think I will for a long time. I remember I watched the 2007 Georgetown game with Hoots after that loss, just to kind of get me through it. But I'm not going to watch that game. I'm more focused on what we're going to do this year.
Is there a weight on your shoulders? I'm sorry, excuse me. Is there a weight on your shoulders for everybody looking to you to lead this team? Are you nervous? Are you ready to tackle that big title?
No, I love the fact that people are looking for me to lead this team. I feel like that's my job as someone who's been one of the most experienced guys. I mean, I played like 36 minutes a game last year. I led the team along with James Michael last year. So now the fact that I'm leading the team again, you know, I'm really excited about it. And everybody's on the same page. They kind of look to me and know that I'm the leader. So it's going to be fun.
What ways have you embraced the spotlight more than you did? I mean, like everything that comes with being a Carolina basketball player, Chuck. How have you kind of embraced the attention and appreciation and everything like that?
Well, I haven't really changed much of how I behave or deal with the media or deal with other people or fans or anything. I just kind of go about my business, and I haven't really changed my approach at all, honestly.
You say that you and James Michael were the leaders last year. James Michael's obviously gone. Who else is kind of stepping up to take the leadership role with you?
I mean, I see it a little bit in Desmond, a guy who hasn't played as much, but he understands it's his senior year. It's his last go around, so he's trying to, you know, be more proactive in that role. And then also in guys like JP and Kennedy, who got a lot of opportunities last year and, you know, see themselves as a focal part of what we're going to do this year. So it's a little bit of everybody by committee, but, you know, I've been here. I feel like I've been here forever, so I'm kind of the coach of the players.
Marcus, how do you push or encourage the other guys to be assertive offensively? What have you done over the past few months to make sure they're there to help?
Well, I just stay on everybody about being aggressive, you know, because I remember back to last year where there would be times where I felt like I was on an island trying to create by myself. And, you know, we have talented guys on our team that are definitely capable of making plays. And I think you have to give them confidence. You know, if the leader of the team is telling you, you know, you have to shoot the ball when you're open or try to make plays because you're definitely capable, I think they take that to heart. And we've seen a lot more of that, you know, guys trying to make plays or taking risks just so they can be, you know, a better part of the offense.
So many perimeter guys that would be jump shooting would be the first thing you'd say is a strength for them. Is it important to find some guy who can knock down shots, or do you have to play a style that maybe doesn't force them to do things they're not particularly good at?
Well, Justin can knock down shots, right. And JP's a pretty good mid-range shooter. But, you know, you're not going to see us jacking up a lot of threes. That's just not how our team is set up or built. So, you know, we've got to encourage people to go to their strengths. But at the same time, I think we're going to be a better shooting team this year.
How much more confidence do you have throwing the ball in the post to Bryce and Kennedy and this year than you did maybe this year?
I have a lot more throwing it into Kennedy, especially just because I've seen what he's done with his body. And, you know, he's not getting tired as easily. Bryce also, I didn't have a problem throwing it into Bryce last year because he shot like 60% from the floor the past 2 years. We're just trying to get him to compete harder in other areas of the game. And I think he's embraced that and tried to step up in that regard. So I think we have just a better low post option as a whole this year, whereas James Michael is kind of like a face-up slashing four. Bryce is a guy that's going to go straight to the block and shoot jump hooks. Like, that's what we want, and I think that's going to give us a little bit more of an efficient option in the inside.
How much easier is that for you as a point guard for a guy that can have guys that can go set up with their back in the basket like that?
That's great. You know, if you establish your inside game, then everything else opens up, and you have a chance to, you know, shoot a high percentage early and get everybody else involved before you start chucking up threes and stuff. So having them is important for us. We need them to step up in a big way, and I think they've made strides, but, you know, it's still a long way to go.
He's practiced a few times and basically said that, reminding people that you're the best player out here. How do you kind of feel when he says it? How do you react to it? Does it make you uncomfortable at all? Is it like a beacon of pride?
I think it used to make me uncomfortable, but, you know, over the past year or so, like, I've sort of embraced that, and I've worked really hard to be one of the main guys, so it doesn't really affect me anymore. And I think, you know, our teammates are all aware of, you know, who our main guys are. So it's just him reminding us, you know, if he points out something that I'm doing right, he's saying, hey, if one of our top guys is doing something the right way, then everybody should be on the same page. Or if I mess up, he'll use me as an example in the same regard. So I think I'm comfortable with it now, but I used to be a little weirded out by it, I guess.
Mark Jackson said that the team's stated mission is Indianapolis. Is that something you guys have talked about in Indianapolis before?
Yeah.
Is that a stated mission by you guys?
Yeah, by the players. You know, obviously it hasn't come from the coaching staff, like sitting down in a meeting, like we have to go to Indianapolis for the Final Four. But, you know, when we work out, we talk about it, and we have that as a realistic goal, and I think we should, and we will maintain that as a realistic goal as long as we keep working at the rate we are.
Chuck,
As someone who kind of made the leap last year, do you see that potential in any of the teammates this year? What makes you think of it?
Yeah, I think JP is definitely capable of taking his game to another level just because he does so many things well. You know, he may not shoot the ball great, but the way he rebounds, the way he can pass for a guy his size, his defensive potential, he does so many things well that I can see him making another leap in production. Bryce is the same way, and more his is more opportunity. You know, he had to play behind James Michael this year or last year. This year he has a chance to earn starters minutes and start and play a big role of our offense. So I can see him taking a big production leap. And then, you know, even Kennedy, you know, he's transformed his body a bit, and he's going to, you know, he's pretty much our starting center and our main guy at the five. So he has a chance to do the same type of thing. And then obviously Justin. Justin's got a chance to be pretty special. So we'll see what he does in his freshman year. He'll go through ups and downs, but I just love the way he plays.
You guys have got a lot of charismatic guys on this team. What does it mean? It seems like Theo's been able to come in and he's got a guy with a lot of charisma as well, a lot of personality. You know, how has it kind of been with him meshing in? What element does he kind of bring to that element?
No, he's great in that regard. You know, we actually get along with our three freshmen really well. I feel like they've been here a couple of years already just because of how meshed our team is. At the same time, Theo kind of does that on the court too. He's a playmaker. He likes to have the ball in his hands. He's really unselfish, and those things kind of are reflective of his personality up the court. Everyone likes him. Everyone likes to be around him. And he's been a great asset to us, you know, as a defender, as a playmaker, and really getting out and igniting our break.
This freshman group as a whole ahead of where you were as a freshman?
Oh, definitely. All three of them. This is the best freshman class since I've been here. So, I mean, right away they're better than us at the same point when we were freshmen. And I think they're ahead of Kennedy, Nate, and Isaiah as well. They just have a savvy about them. They know how to play the game. If they don't have something, they'll move the ball. They're all competitive. That means they're all Americans. So I'm excited to see what they bring for us.
Coach Williams has said that it's really important this year that someone of the big men step up. He doesn't care who, but someone step up and make an impact for you guys to go far. Do you think that's important?
And I think it's extremely important, and I'm on the same page with him in saying that if you look at all the teams that have had a lot of success under Coach Williams, you got Sean May, you got Tyler Zeller, Tyler Hansbrough. It's got to start with the inside attack because that's just the way our system is set up, and it's the way our system is facilitated. You got to have somebody inside that can make the defense collapse and you know, at least make them honor the inside game so that everything else can open up, and it helps our running game as well too.
And you think one of them is capable of doing it, one or two? Or
yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. I think Bryce and Kennedy right now are the two main bigs that I think have a chance to have a big year. But that's not discounting Isaiah. He's had a great offseason. I'm excited to see what he gets to do playing the actual power forward position. And, you know, Joel's still got a chance. So as long as they can do it by committee, or one or two of them can do it, but we definitely need them to step up.
Watching that Georgetown game, did you feel better after watching that, or feel whatever emotion
I felt kind
you
of
wanted?
Bad for the 07 team. Then I realized that most of them stayed around and got a title, so I didn't feel too bad for them. It made me feel a little bit better knowing that, you know, they were in a similar position as I am, and that they turned it into a special situation. Yeah, winning the national championship. So it was therapeutic. Okay. Put it that way. All right, thank you guys.